two Mexican men charged with hostage taking, smuggling, weapons violations in U.S. by Bob Price on May 9, 2022. The U.S. Attorney for the District of Arizona filed charges against two Mexican nationals for their roles in an alleged human smuggling scheme that included extorting family members for the release of migrants being held for ransom. The suspects allegedly demanded a payment of $8,000 for each migrant being held against their will in Arizona. Following the April 8 arrest of two Mexican nationals illegally present in the United States by federal and local police, a federal grand jury handed down indictments against Olegario Larios de la Rosa, 29, and Ivan Heriberto Borboa Ruiz, 28, for conspiracy to commit hostage-taking, conspiracy to commit transportation of illegal aliens for profit, transportation of illegal aliens for profit, and prohibited possessors of firearms and ammunition, according to a statement from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Arizona. Court records obtained by Breitbart Texas revealed that on April 6, a family member of a migrant smuggled illegally into the United States received a phone call from the cell phone of his cousin who he knew was being smuggled into Arizona from Mexico. The caller said two men were being held hostage until a payment of $8,000 for each migrant was received. The relative said the call demanded an in-person delivery of the funds. The relative responded that he was in New York and could not go to Tucson to make the payment, the criminal complaint stated. The relative contacted ICE Homeland Security Investigations to report the alleged extortion attempt. The following day, the relative reported receiving another phone call, this time from a Phoenix phone number. The caller reportedly demanded the relative deposit $8,000 into two separate bank accounts. The caller said if he made the payments, his cousins would be released, the complaint continues. Federal officials began tracking the cell phone as it moved from Tempe, Arizona, to Tucson. A specific location for the final destination could not be determined from the tracking technology. An HSI agent working undercover contacted the cell phone caller and arranged to meet the suspected smugglers at a Home Depot parking lot in Tucson on April 8. The investigator states in the complaint that Borboa Ruiz arrived at the parking lot and got into the undercover agent's vehicle. The agent gave the suspect the $16,000, which the suspect promptly counted. He then made a phone call to confirm receipt of the cash. The two migrant cousins were then released from a black Hyundai Accent. Borboa Ruiz then exited the vehicle and began walking through the parking lot until HSI agents moved in and placed him under arrest. During a search, the agents found a 9mm CZP-07 pistol in his pocket, the complaint states. The Hyundai driver, later identified as Larios de la Rosa, attempted to flee and crashed into a wash. As he drove away, the suspect reportedly threw a 9mm Zero Delta LLC pistol out of the car. He fled on foot following the crash and was taken into custody by HDA and Marana police officers a short time later. During the investigation, HSI agents found that a federal court previously convicted Larios de la Rosa in 2017 for re-entry of a removed alien. The court sentenced the Mexican national to 21 months in federal prison. A records check on Borboa Ruiz is also a Mexican national illegally present in the U.S. The six-count indictment obtained by Breitbart Texas charges the two men with human smuggling for financial gain and weapons violations. A conviction for the crime of conspiracy to commit hostage-taking carries a maximum penalty of life imprisonment, a $250,000 fine, or both, the U.S. Attorney's Office said in a written statement. The remaining charges each carry a maximum penalty of 10 years, a $250,000 fine, or both. A magistrate judge ordered Larios de la Rosa to be held without bond pending trial due to being a flight risk and a danger to the community. The judge noted the defendant committed the alleged offense while out on release pending trial on another federal, state, or local charge, court documents state. The judge also ordered Borboa Ruiz held without bond. The judge noted two previous felony convictions and that the crime was committed while the defendant was on release for a federal, state, or local offense. The judge determined the defendant to be a flight risk and a danger to the community. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Pks and Facebook.